Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News.
Was into at least 48 with dozens more injured after a train carrying 490 people derailed in Taiwan. The train was traveling in the eastern part of the country when it went off the rails in a tunnel. Rescue crews have been continuing to work to free passengers trapped in the cars. As the border crisis continues, Senator Joe Manchin thinks it's past time for lawmakers to work on immigration reform.
Sending that message that we're not going to be taking people into this country until we get our ability to make sure we're able to do it and do it right.
The West Virginia Democrat visiting the southern border on Thursday and arguing he sees a human crisis there. The March jobs report is out with the economy adding 916,000 new jobs in the month of March, the unemployment rate edging down to 6%. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Relief payments from President Biden's American Rescue Plan go out today to some people collecting Social Security and other federal benefits. The IRS saying the payments are directed at those who didn't file 2019 or 2020 income tax returns and didn't use the non-filers tool last year. The IRS saying most payments will be sent electronically and received by April 7th. A court rules on two states having a water dispute.
The state of Florida alleged that Georgia uses too much of the water that flows from the Atlanta suburbs to the Gulf of Mexico. The Flint and Chattahoochee Rivers in Georgia joined to form the Apalachicola River at the Florida line. Florida said that its neighbors' overconsumption is to blame for the decimation of their oyster industry. The court rejected Florida's claim, saying they failed to make their case, ending a long-running legal fight between the two states. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
New details being released regarding a shooting that took place in California.
At least four people, including a child, were killed in a shooting at a Southern California business complex on Wednesday. The suspected gunman and a female victim were also shot and taken to a local hospital in critical condition. Police Lieutenant Jennifer Amott said a man locked the courtyards to block entrance to the buildings.
It appears the suspect used a bicycle-type cable lock to secure the gates from the inside on both the north and the south sides of the courtyard. Two officers engaged the suspect from outside of the gates, and an officer-involved shooting occurred.
California Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted, "It was horrifying and heartbreaking." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott has written to Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, encouraging him to join the senator's push for the Winter Olympic Games to be relocated away from China over its human rights violations. The senator saying he's also written President Joe Biden, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson to support the campaign. Scott saying he's not calling for a boycott of the Winter Games, as it would hurt only athletes who trained all their lives for the event. Beijing winning the hosting rights back in 2015. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there for you. And Phil Hotzenpiller joins us now, the founder and president of American Faith, the senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim, California. Phil, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill, and look forward to what we're going to say today and how the developing stories around the world are affecting us right where we live. And
yeah,
I think it's an interesting time to live, don't you?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's amazing. I always hear the voice of one of my favorite nuns when I was in Catholic school, and she'd always tell us, she'd tell all the kids that you are living in historic times. And I've heard that my whole life. I hear her voice. I can still hear her even to this day. The historic times are quite evident, but also the spiritual times, how they're aligning here. And you and I talked about last time that, you know, everything is happening, you know, supernaturally, and it's being manifest here in the temporal according to God's perfect plan. And I find it quite interesting, Phil, because the thing about God is that things happen specifically on time without exception. And here we are in a most holy week leading into Easter Sunday. I find it quite interesting that the timing is now.
It really is interesting. And, you know, kind of watching headlines like I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to see what's developing. I just read an article that we posted in American Faith about a Washington University professor says credits from course on creationism should not count toward a science degree. So invalidating even the study of another option versus evolution,
right,
is under scrutiny. You know, then at the same time, you know, you've got suicide bombers in Indonesia. You've got two churches burned, satanic graffiti happening in Florida. I mean, you've got a lot of stuff that's coming down against the church.
And we've got satanic tennis shoes that are coming out in the market
now. Fortunately, Nike that article came out and made it look like that was a Nike brand, and it was actually not a Nike brand.
Yeah, it's independent.
It was
brand.
So well done that we almost picked up that story,
mm-hmm,
and then we realized, wait a minute, this is not a legitimate story.
It's been tweeted all over the place. So the satanic shoes is not a that's not happening.
No, it's not a Nike. Nike did not produce that.
No, I knew it wasn't a Nike. Yeah, but go ahead.
Oh, but the shoe is legit.
Yeah, okay.
You know, yeah, it is legit, but it's not, fortunately at least, I mean, Nike's got enough problems of its own with the sweatshops and everything else are running, but fortunately it's not a Nike shoe.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But the fact of the matter is, it's coming out and it's expression into the culture. This is another deposit into the bloodstream of America's culture. We got the cancel culture going on. We've got the, now there's some, they're starting to come. They were coming after God's people. Now they're coming after God. I mean, because all along that was the main intention, right? We got to get rid of your God. That's really the bottom line. Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and I think, I thought about the shoe and kind of what effect that has. And then I went back to the New Testament and I realized, one of the things Paul was writing to Christians was, don't eat food offered to idols because you might cause a younger brother to stumble.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about that the first century was filled with people who were following after idols, false gods, and demons. And yet the church could be unaffected by it because it could rise above it and beyond it. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we forget that when we read bad headlines. I know I do. I have a temporary moment where, wow, it's so bad. And then I realize, wait a minute, we've already got the promise of Christ that the church will be triumphant, even in the midst of its struggle. And so I just want to kind of give listeners another, kind of reminder of we've been here before, and we have always been the church triumphant.
Exactly. Well, again, like you said last week, very appropriately, that, the world is not falling apart. It's falling into place. And that's what's happening. But you have to have a discerning spirit and some understanding here as to what's going on. Otherwise, you're going to freak out. And you said it exactly right, is that if we're going to stay at the ground level, you're going to be the effect of all the turbulence that's going on. This is a time to be elevated and rise above it and look to those things that are God, that are godly and righteous, and hold on to that. And there'll be you won't be so affected by the shaking, right?
Yeah, and I think, depending on which side of this whole thing you're on, and what I mean by that is, if you're on the right side financially, you do well. If you're on the wrong side, you lose. Let's just note this pandemic. The same thing's true, I think, with God. When you're on the right side of this, when you're saying, wait a minute, I'm not going to conform to the government. I'm not going to let fear overtake me. I'm not going to, take these steps to, shut my church down. I mean, I know churches here in Southern California, and I can't speak for the rest of the nation. I don't know what they're doing. But, we have churches that are not open yet, and some have said, we're not going to open this year at all. So that's going to be 2 years of a closed church.
Wow.
And Barna reminded us in some recent research that one-third of all the churches he predicts, based on his study, will not reopen at all in America. Now think about that number, one-third gone off the face of the map.
Right. No, that is crazy. And then look what happened. I mean, to the Canadian pastor, right, who went to jail, paid a fine. And I love what he had to say, Phil, about, when civil disobedience is necessary. He says, when the government forbids what God commands, preaching his word. When the government commands what God forbids, commanding worship of a golden image. When the government commands what isn't theirs to command, for example, setting the terms of worship for a local church, we can't comply. All authority is God's. Lawmakers are servants of God. What must they do? They must govern by the standard by which they will be judged. Do you think our government is accountable to God?
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. They're really not accountable to the people who run this country, according to our Constitution. We are the ones that are supposed to be making decisions here through our elected representatives, and they're not representing well. That's overall. I don't mean all of them. I just mean overall, they're not representing well what's going on here.
And that's why the people need to stand up. I mean, this government up for by we the people, which means we are in control. And this is why we need to protect the integrity of our elections, and we need to hold them accountable. Because, I mean, there's no, there's no fooling about this now. I mean, you just have to have your head absolutely stuck in the sand and ignore the obvious. I mean, they have been fully exposed here, have they not?
I don't know fully yet, but they're definitely getting exposed, and people are definitely kicking back from that. I will say to the moderate left, to the far left, you're already seeing a reaction like, wait a minute, what is going on here? And I think it's going to be one of the greatest things that happens to really flip the mindset of the American people.
Well, if it's God's intent, Phil, that America, like Nineveh, might have a Nineveh moment and be revived, hallelujah. I mean, there's more people to come into the kingdom. And as you said, he's in control. This is a settled issue. Yes and amen. This is exact, and it will happen according to his specific plan. We've got more from Phil after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, Phil Hatzepiller just said it, that you don't have to freak out. You know, you hang in there, you trust in God, having done all to stand, you keep standing, right? And we can trust in God because he is that solid rock. Trust me. And trust the word of God. And, you know, experientially, when you have trusted in God, all goes well comparatively. And here we are, you know, just as Phil Hotzepiller was saying earlier, you know, Phil, what is happening right now in the environment and across the country? I agree with you. I think it's exciting because we really are seeing, you know, the hand of God in so many ways. And it's about to be demonstrated, I think, even more dramatically because, you know, this kind of madness cannot continue. You know, God cares so much about his creation. I mean, and that's obvious. I mean, he sent his son to redeem us. And right now, the world is being led by a bunch of knuckleheads that would want to ignore God and disclaim God. And God has a way of showing up at just the right time when they think they're in full control and they're going to find out, moshi skoshi, they're not in control at all.
No. No, so true. And, you know, here's what I'm seeing. We have our first American Faith gala, and it's coming up on the 8th.
Yeah, I saw that. My good friend Bill Fetter is going to be there, huh?
He is, and you introduced me to him, and what a great connection that is.
Yes.
But we sold out of that in 2 weeks.
Wow.
I could have sold three times the tickets. I mean, it was the rallying behind this theme.
Yes.
I think we're going to see a new wave of nationalism and patriotism across America. I really do believe that because there's just you put your hand on the pulse. These are people, many of whom, you know, it was there. There just wasn't a place for the expression of it.
Exactly.
And it wasn't a point of faith. And what I mean by that is a church is a point of faith. It's a touching point. And so when you go to your church, your faith is ignited. So when churches are closed, you don't ignite it. But there's a second side of this, and that is, what's the message to the point of faith at the time? The churches that are going to go back and tell you four ways to have a better relationship are going to be, they're going to be spinning the same stuff, and people are going to go, yeah, this is boring. I've heard this 400 times.
Right.
But how is it relevant to this crazy mix-up world I'm living in right now, and what can I do about it? And that second part is equally as important as the first.
Right.
What can I do to make a difference in my world today?
You see, we learned that after 9/11. Remember, Phil? I mean, people came to churches. You know, what happened? We got attacked. What is it? And for about 3 weeks, there was a bit of a revival. People were coming in church, but the message was wrong. It wasn't suited for the time. To your exact point. And but people instinctively came to that point of faith. They came to, you know, those buildings and what in the past they've been able to rely on, and they were disappointed because there was no revelation, right?
Yeah, and I think the other side of it was that, you know, people at 9/11, they rallied because clearly their country was being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Once they figured out that they were going to be okay, churches went back to, let's call it, normal again. The difference in this one is this is prolonged enough that now culture has been affected and people are feeling this change, and they're seeing it in not just, you know, the country being attacked. Now their kids are under attack. Now their language is under attack. Now their job is being
killed. Yeah.
Now the economy is a mess. And you kind of, there's a checklist of 20 things you can mark on this one. On the other one, maybe you check two things.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, this is major, and
yeah,
this is long-term. And it's, and like you said, it's protracted. It's not going away tomorrow.
Right. Well, getting back to what we were talking about earlier regarding COVID, you have noted that IBM is now partnering with Moderna to track vaccine administration in real time through its various blockchain, artificial intelligence, and hybrid cloud services. What does this mean for the everyday American, Phil?
What it actually means is that the mRNA that actually has a way of modifying or linking somehow to your personal genetic code. So in the words of Moderna's former chief medical officer, and you can watch this on his TED Talk, he comes out and says it without any shadow of a doubt. He says, I'm here to tell you, quote unquote, that we're actually hacking the software of life. Wow. So what does that mean? That means they're manipulating or creating mechanisms to manipulate the human genetic code. It's also interesting that Microsoft has a patent on a currency that will digitally connect with your DNA. So what does that translate out to? That translates out to, in my mind, a potential mark of the beast.
I was going to say, exactly.
My genetic code is uniquely mine, and it is now being hacked into by this mRNA vaccine. This is very different than the other vaccine we've ever had. So remember that this is not your, you know, your grandma's vaccine. This is a whole new way of looking at how we're going to deal with people.
What does this look like 10 years down the road, Phil?
Well, you know, you'd have to be a great science fiction writer to do this, but I would say we're looking at transhumans.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're seeing what we think of as a human today is disappearing in large measure. We've already seen evidence of that with, you know, Bezos saying that we can put a chip in your brain, we can enhance your learning, your ability to recall facts and information. Well, that's transhumanism.
Mm-hmm.
So humanism is not enough. We've got to fix it. Now, if we start fixing it from your genetic code, nobody knows where that'll go. I mean, that is the darkest tunnel in town, because it could mean we could create, you know, I'll use the word zombies.
Yes.
We could create zombies out of people who are walking lockstep under a despotic ruler.
Are we back to Babel again?
I think we're
that's what this smacks of, you know, right?
Yeah, it's 10x worse than Babel. Babel was, you know, man's effort to eliminate God, create a one world government, but we still had the human element that was manipulated genetically. And that's what I think is the frightening time that we're living in now, is because if this is what we know on the surface, we know in every scientific laboratory what they're doing is 10x worse.
Yes.
Because look what happened in China. They're playing around with the bat. Okay, leave the bats alone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Please, leave the bats alone. Yes, exactly.
That I control factors,
mm-hmm.
you know.
This is scary stuff.
And I think
though.
On the same hand, too, just another one that is equally as up there on the level. And that is Amazon's one device that uses the palm print for identification for payment in physical retail stores.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have my facial.
Mm-hmm.
So they have my facial. They have my DNA because I got tested for COVID. They have my thumbprint if I have certain levels of computer. So now they have my entire handprint. They know where I live. They know my buying habits. You see, here's the problem is the whole concept of privacy found within the Constitution is disappearing quickly.
Yeah.
Because I'm under surveillance all the time, everywhere I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially now with you. I mean, first of all, you're a pastor of a large church in Anaheim Hills, California. Now the founder and president of American Faith. And, you know, talk about putting the crosshairs right on your pumpkin head. I mean, it's like, hey, they're coming after us, Phil.
Hey, nope. Patton said there's nothing more exhilarating than the thought of bullet coming right at my nose.
Oh, we love him for that. But, yes, I was going to say that we serve a mighty God who is in control of all this. And just as he had to confuse the languages at Babel, we'll see what happens, how the mighty hand of God will be demonstrated on this current movement to get rid of God and get rid of God's people, Phil.
Yeah, well, God always wins. That's what everybody has to remember. God always wins.
Amen. He's the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church, like I said, in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil Hotzenpiller. Thank you, Phil.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death toll has risen to at least 48, with dozens more injured after a train carrying 490 people derailed in Taiwan. The train was traveling in the eastern part of the country when it went off the rails in a tunnel. Rescue crews have been continuing to work to free passengers trapped in the cars. As the border crisis continues, Senator Joe Manchin thinks it's past time for lawmakers to work on immigration reform.
Sending that message that we're not going to be taking people into this country until we get our ability to make sure we're able to do it and do it right.
The West Virginia Democrat visiting the southern border on Thursday and arguing he sees a human crisis there. The March jobs report is out, with the economy adding 916,000 new jobs in the month of March, the unemployment rate edging down to 6%. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And the truth discoverer and one committed to it is the one and only James Hurston, who joins us now, best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. Mr. James, almost Easter Sunday, huh?
Yes, it is. You know, and as you introduced, you said that, you know, you were talking about the truth.
Yes.
And isn't it interesting that we now live in a culture that embraced the postmodern philosophical idea that there is no truth.
Right.
That there's no such thing as it's your truth. It's relative truth, which means, of course, that there is no reason. Because without accepting the fundamental proposition that something can't be true and false at the same time, that's something we learn as children.
Exactly.
Without accepting that, you completely abandon logic and reason. Mm-hmm. And the lack of reason is what is causing the kind of secular crisis that we're in, because reason leads us to God.
Yes.
You know, the scripture says, let us all reason together. Contrary to the belief that people who hate Christianity put forth,
yeah.
They say Christians act on faith. They don't use their brains. They're not thinking people. They just read a book and believe the book. And nothing could be further from the truth. Christians are the greatest intellectuals of all time. And all somebody has to do is take a search engine, maybe DuckDuckGo rather than Google, mm-hmm. and put in Thomas Aquinas and look up what an amazing from antiquity, taking the philosophies of antiquity and asking the fundamental questions, it shows the incredibly deep intellectual tradition of Christianity. And but for that tradition, all of the strides that technology took and industry took moving forward would never happen. It was the Christian worldview, the Judeo-Christian worldview, that honors reason, that honors fundamental philosophical questions, that allowed these steps forward. And now we have people wanting to push them back, wanting us to give up the fruits of our reason, give up reason itself.
Exactly. And as you say, without reason, no truth. And here it is, Pontius Pilate, the one who basically gave the execution order for Jesus to be crucified, is standing before the truth himself and kind of mockingly asked the question, what is truth? Interestingly, that the sound of his question still resonates today, doesn't it?
No, perfect for Holy Week to bring up that part of the scripture where Pontius Pilate is basically like speaking the words of postmodern philosophy that happened from the 19th to 20th century, and the so-called Enlightenment were the seeds of saying there's no such thing as absolute truth. Those seeds were sown and embraced. And if you say there's no such thing as truth, you're saying truth and error can be blended together.
Right.
Then you also are saying, since there's no guidepost of truth, there's no guidepost of what is good and what is evil, because it's all, you know, if you have relative truth, you also have relative morality. And the relative morality has led us, we used to talk about the slippery slope, and now we're down the cliff, and it has led us to a day where we actually have spiritual evil being embraced openly by corporations like Nike, it's the talk of the country that Nike allowed their brand to be used by a rapper in creating a shoe that's called the Satan shoe that honors the evil one, that has a pentagram that is advertised to have human blood in the shoe, and there's 666 pairs initially being that would be even that Nike would allow it.
Yes.
You know, it's very simple. They control that brand. If they wanted to stop it, they could. And they say it has nothing to do with us. Well, it does. And they deserve to reap the whirlwind from making that decision to allow this rapper to do that. And we have to pray for that guy's soul,
amen,
the rapper, because he is, you know, and we
they don't even understand what they're playing with here, James. I mean, we're talking about eternity. We're talking about power in a spiritual realm that they just mock and they really do not take seriously until they're going to have no choice and it's going to come upon them. Going back to what you said earlier in terms of truth, if truth is relative, then look at the grave. I guess the grave that is now empty is relative, right?
Well, that's the whole goal of the evil one, is to get us not to believe in him, and he was the savior of the world, and not to believe his words, which tell us not only is there an absolute truth, but there's an exclusive path. There's only one way to get right with God. Our blessed Lord said, I am the way. And he also said, I am the truth. Who says stuff like that?
Right.
Only either, you know, it's what C.S. Lewis said. You can't say we call Jesus our blessed Lord because we can't say anything else about him if we believe him. In other words, these people who say, well, we like him as a teacher. Well, you can't do that because if he's a teacher and he's not the truth and he's not the exclusive way and he can't forgive sins, then he's a madman.
Right.
Exactly. Or he's not telling the truth when he says he's the truth. So like C.S. Lewis said, liar, lunatic, or Lord. You got to pick.
That's right.
Lord.
Amen.
I pick
I'm with
Lord.
You.
And you know, because it's just, there's never been anyone on earth like him.
Right.
Someone that volunteered, that taught the way he did, the wisdom that came out of everything that we have recorded, the change in people, in addition to the miracle of St. Paul, to move from someone who was killing Christians, murdering Christians, to become the greatest theologian and greatest, arguably one
probably
of the
greatest soul winner.
Apostles.
Yes, exactly. You know, James, I want to emphasize, you mentioned the way, the truth. The other aspect in that saying that's so critical was the life, because Jesus came to redeem life, because we were suffering under the curse of what happened in the Garden of Eden. You know, Satan questioned God. He questioned to our parents, our original parents, Adam and Eve. Did God really say that you would die? Of course you're not going to die, he says. Well, little did they know, they did suffer death, and we have been suffering death ever since. But Jesus has come to redeem us, to give us that life back that God intended. That's what this is about. So yes, he's the way. He's the truth. He is the life. There's no other redeeming sacrifice other than the Son of God himself to bring us back in union with the Father for eternity. There is no other claim by any other religious leader that has been made. Like you said, he's either a lunatic or he's Lord, right? That's what it comes down to. We've got to go to break. We've got more from James Herson after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Can I pick up at 7? Dean, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
As promised, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. James Hurston, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, continues with us. James, this Holy Week is such a special time, and leading up to it, of course, was the Lenten season, a time to prepare. This is kind of a, in a sense, a dress rehearsal, because Jesus will come back, and he's going to come back as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and all this chaos that's been taking place, because there has been this postmodern commitment to abandon truth and to avoid reason at all costs, because if I have to accept truth and reason, then guess what? I can't do as I darn well please.
Well, there's that part of it. Yeah, you mentioned that I can't do as I please. The licentiousness, meaning the sin, the wrongdoing that is embraced by our world with a capital W. But you brought up something at the end of the last segment, you know, when you mentioned the concept that what you were talking about is original sin. Chesterton said that history is empirical proof of the doctrine of the fall of man, of original sin. But the idea is that human beings are spiritually dead. They're physically alive, but spiritually dead. And that the current of life flows toward evil. That it takes a resistance to that current that's flowing towards evil that only comes through grace. And grace comes from Jesus Christ. And it's absolutely amazing that sometimes what leads people to God is the recognition that there is such a thing as spiritual evil. So these things that, you know, like the Nike Satan shoe, like the Church of Satan trying to get pagan statues next to the Ten Commandments, like people who seem to be embracing an evil lifestyle, and calling evil good and good evil, what it does is the people will look at that and have a moment of recognition and say, wait a second, if there is such a thing as an evil, powerful force, if there's spiritual evil, then there must be spiritual goodness.
Yes.
I'm going to search for that. And where that search ultimately leads is the foot of the cross this Holy Week. It leads right to Christ. And somebody named Scott Peck, famous psychiatrist, wrote a best-selling book called The Road Less Traveled.
Yes, he wrote
another book called People of the Lie. He attended half a dozen exorcisms, and he said, oh, these are fake. And the first four or five were to him just were, you know, fake. But he went to one that was real, and he actually looked right into the eyes of someone possessed by the devil himself. Mm-hmm. And he heard him, saw him. And Scott Peck ran out of experience, said, wait a second, this is real. I'm getting baptized. He ran to a church, and Scott Peck became a Christian. And so we never know the purposes of God as we're living through it, but he promises us it works out all things for good. And so what we're going through now in terms of the manifestation of spiritual evil will cause many people to have to walk along the same road as Scott Peck. They'll say, wait a second, there is spiritual evil. There must be spiritual goodness.
Exactly.
And what could be greater goodness and greater love than to lay down your life for others?
Exactly.
And that's what Holy Week is all about. But as you pointed out, the way, the truth, and the life, the resurrected Christ and the resurrected life is ultimately what brings us back to life spiritually. And then we have that bridge, that way, that exclusive way to get right with God, which if our nation does that as a nation, that God will heal our land.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, James, you talk about what Peck went through and that he saw it for himself. Jesus said, blessed are those who won't see and still believe. And there are people within the body of Christ, let's say, within the church, or people who say that they are Christians and still do not believe. And I would say and challenge them to not go through this as some sort of, you know, casual dance or exercise. That we're talking eternity here. We're talking about the Father sending His only begotten Son to redeem us, to redeem a fallen world. And God, this is no big surprise. God knew this was all going to happen, including down to the crucifixion, down to Palm Sunday, that Jesus would be on that hill coming into Jerusalem at the appointed time. And at the appointed time, Jesus would be crucified. And at the appointed time, they would go to the grave and discover that it was empty, because at the appointed time, our Lord and Savior rose from the dead. And even at that period of time, there were political narratives that had to go out because of what Jesus represented. He challenged the status quo. He challenged the religious leaders of the time, no different than now. And this is the thing that the truth does. It exposes the lie, it exposes liars, and it exposes the love of God. So your choice today is, do I choose, as you said earlier, James, do I choose the love of God or do I choose the love of this world?
No, absolutely, yeah. That's a good way to sum it up. It seems to me that what has happened to the world of Christianity is that there's been infiltration into it. We talked about this on your show before with the interfaith movement.
Right.
And that has done a recent survey. Varna does these surveys.
Mm-hmm.
So 94% of self-identified Christians do not believe in absolute truth.
Mm.
Now that opens up, you know, a terrible chasm for heresy, but from the evil one, because as we talked about, the Lord said in clear language, there's not many paths, there's one path, there's one way. I am the way, He said. I am the truth, I am the life. So this notion of many paths has come in, and undermined that fundamental precept, that exclusivity that Christ explicitly spoke about. Mm-hmm. And it's, so it's in the Christian churches, this idea that truth and error can be put in a blender together somehow.
Yeah.
And of course, similar to bipartisanship, the word bipartisan, when it's used, it really means giving up your principles.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean compromise or common ground. Same thing with this interfaith infiltration. It doesn't mean compromise or common ground or even what they call the interfaith dialogue. What it means is give up on this notion of exclusivity. Give up what Dianne Feinstein called the dogma that lives
right,
within
exactly.
you.
Yeah.
Give all that up. In essence, then embrace the precepts of the one world fake religion as opposed to the unified, universal, real religion.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's amazing, is that the same purveyors of this interfaith, same purveyors of postmodern philosophy, what they want us to think is that Christians don't use their brains, that Christians just rely on this kind of blind faith. But it's the opposite. The militant atheists ignore a simple proposition that we learn as children by observation of the world. Something cannot come from nothing.
Exactly.
It can't be, and we're taught that's true, except that's what the militant atheists believe.
Right.
Because they'll say, well, there was a Big Bang. We all agree on the Big Bang. What was there before the Big Bang? Well, there was no time. There was no space. There was nothing. Well, if there was nothing, then you're saying something came from nothing. Well, no, we have another explanation. It's called the multiverse theory. There were an infinite number of universes forming, and one of them happened to be this universe with the Big Bang, and they were always forming all the time.
Mm.
Well, where did they come from, we ask.
Mm.
And then they're dumbfounded.
Right.
Because they, no matter what they do, it ends up with something came from nothing. And I think it takes a lot of faith to believe that.
The opening words of Genesis, in the beginning God, right? And so you argue all you want, but in the beginning we know God. That's what we know. And no matter what you say and how twisted you want to get and what kind of new narrative you want to come up with and how many ways you think, but as you said, James, it is the road less traveled. It is that road that takes us down through the Via Dolorosa, that takes us to the cross of Christ, that reunites us, that fully redeems us, heart, body, mind, soul, to worship a loving God who would say to James Herson and to Bill Martinez, hey, the deal is still on between us. I'm still for you. And the demonstration of that, and the demonstration of that is the crucifixion of my son for you. Thank you for being with us. Best-selling author, media and legal analyst, the one and only, no baloney, James Herson right here. Thank you, James. Happy Easter to you.
All right. Hey, same to you, Bill.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla.